This podcast is titled Defend the Vote. The speaker is Brad Frager.
Hello. President Trump honestly believes that the Democrats will do anything to win this election.
Every day we're hearing stories that are horror stories, absolute horror stories. And we can't let that happen to the United States of America. It's not a question of who wins, Republican, Democrat, Joe, myself. We can't let that happen to our country.
What circumstantial evidence do we have that strongly suggests Democrats have been cheating in elections at every level for decades? Well, there have been the times that just enough ballots to win the election have been found the next day in a trunk or closet, the vast majority for the Democrat who had been losing. Al Franken seemingly lost his election, but additional ballots were discovered after the election was called. Mark Elias, Franken's lawyer, declared that with the recount, the campaign's internal numbers had them ahead by a mere 4 votes. There were the times this year where mail-in ballots were found discarded. The Office of U.S. Attorney David Freed wrote, "Investigators have recovered 9 ballots at this time." And then there's ballot harvesting, collecting ballots from 100 or more, usually elderly or mentally impaired people, and then voting for them. Mark Aguirre, a former FBI agent, stated, "I have in my possession videotaped interviews of witnesses attesting to groups of people completing thousands of absentee and mail-in ballots, including completing ballots for deceased individuals, illegally going into nursing homes and filling out and forging the signatures of nursing home residents, signing up homeless individuals to vote using the ballot harvester's address, then completing the ballot and forging the homeless individual's signature and turning in the ballot. This entire operation is being run by the elite politicians of the Democrat Party in Houston-Harris County, Texas." A Harris County Democrat operative allegedly bragged, "With the help of mass mail-in ballots and illegal ballot harvesting, the operation could harvest 700,000 ballots. Then there was Obama giving illegals tacit approval to vote in 2016. As you watch this video, note that she identifies herself as a citizen and that Obama supports that contention.
Undocumented citizens, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country, are fearful of voting. So if I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family and deport us?
Not true. Okay. And the reason is, first of all, when you vote, you are a citizen yourself, and there is not a situation where the voting rolls somehow are transferred over and people start investigating, etc. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential in terms of who you voted for. If you have a family member who maybe is undocumented, then you have an even greater reason to vote.
This has been a huge fear presented, especially during this election.
And the reason that fear is promoted is because they don't want people voting. People are discouraged from voting, and part of what is important for Latino citizens is to make your voice heard, because you're not just speaking for yourself, you're speaking for family members, friends, classmates of yours in school,
your entire community,
who may not have a voice, mm-hmm. who can't legally vote, but they're counting on you to make sure that you have the courage to make your voice heard.
In 2013, Governor Jerry Brown of California signed a bill known as Bill AB 60, removing the proof of legal residence to obtain a state-issued driver's license. In California, you only need a driver's license as identification in order to register to vote. The assumption that they allowed this opportunity for illegal voting is supported by their refusal to allow the federal government to audit their voting records. People also vote multiple times. Rosa Ortega registered to vote in 5 different cities in Texas, even though she's not a citizen. She voted all 5 times for Hillary, and then said she wasn't aware she'd done anything wrong. I'm not surprised. Obama essentially told them there wouldn't be a penalty for voting illegally. In early 2015, the Pennsylvania Secretary of Commonwealth stated that around 731 people may have double voted in Pennsylvania. We will probably never know how many dead people vote, because Democrat states don't clean their voter files and refuse to be audited. But there are numerous instances. For example, Sarah Sosa, a woman who died in 2009, voted in 2010, 2011, 2012, and 2013. Then there's the circumstantial evidence that happened this time. The mail-in voting fiasco and the instance of allowing ballots where the signatures don't match, both designed to increase the chance for fraud. And finally, the insistence by the Democrat Party that official identification should not be necessary to vote. Regardless of all the BS around protecting voting rights, this action is designed to make voter fraud easier, thereby assuring that Democrats will keep the political power they have stolen. As I've said, there's plenty of circumstantial evidence that Democrats cheat in order to win elections. Once again, Trump has the courage to say what millions believe to be true. In addition, there's a very good chance that he's right. He seems to have excellent intuition. Remember, he was right about being spied on, and his intuition has served him well in other instances where he's gone against the advice of so-called experts. I support him in this fight, and I hope the numerous investigations and legal battles resulting from the Democrat shenanigans finally ferret out the nefarious activities of the Democrats. It is my fervent hope that we, the honest, caring citizens of America, will finally discover how we have been lied to and cheated out of legal representation for decades. Personally, I estimate that the Democrats received between 8 and 10 million illegal votes in November 2020. Thank you. Hello again. The main reason for this update is I don't want you to lose faith. Things are moving forward very rapidly, as some recent news stories have pointed out. For example, tens of thousands of unsealed ballots, all for Democrats, were delivered to Michigan's Wayne County by out-of-state vehicles. Texas has charged a social worker with 134 counts of election fraud. In Wisconsin, election clerks may have illegally altered thousands of ballots. In Michigan, a software glitch appears to have switched 6,000 Republican votes to Democrats in a single county. 47 counties use the same software. There appears to have been at least two major instances of ballot stuffing in Michigan and Georgia, where an exceptional amount of ballots voted for Biden, but not the Democrat senator. And finally, at least two instances where it appears that postal workers have been told to backdate ballots so that they would be legal. Also, I have hopeful news from three interesting sources. Steve Pisnik is a highly qualified government insider who opposes the Washington establishment. Charlie Ward is an influential financial analyst and blogger with almost 2 million followers. And Joni Petri is a world-renowned yotishi. All three agree that by the end of November, much truth will come out about the lies and deceptions, the fraud that has led to Biden's theoretical win. A couple of days ago, Trump had over 70 million votes, beating Obama's 2008 record that was just short of 70 million. It is reported that Biden got over 75 million. I just can't believe that Biden got 5 million more votes than Obama got in 2008. Finally, I also can't believe that Trump is not prepared for the real possibility of massive election fraud by the Democrats. He was prepared for the riots. He had to have been prepared for fraud too. I'll close with this quote from Trump. "I will not rest until the American people have the honest vote count they deserve and that democracy demands." Let's all keep the faith. I can't believe that this fraud would be allowed to cheat America out of the man who actually won the election. Once again, thank you.
This podcast is a Groundbreaking Productions production. Copyright 2021, Brad Frager. Written, produced, and presented by Brad Frager with the editorial assistance of Barbara Foley.